Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here. Today we will report on the Neil Young versus Joe Rogan and Spotify dispute, which continues to gain steam, with at least one new artist jumping into the fray. We'll talk about the second British invasion of the 1980s, which we postponed last week, as well as an interesting lawsuit brought by two fans of the movie Yesterday for something they saw in the trailer of the film, but didn't see in the movie. Plus, we've got our one-hit wonder, and of course, Phil's pick, all ahead in the next hour on WMFO.
Baby.
One of my favorite mid-90s alt-rock bands. Out of New Orleans, Better Than Ezra, from their 1996 album called Friction Baby. That is Speeding Up to Slow Down. And we heard 38 Special on the top of the hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. It is the last day of the endless month of January. It is not your imagination. This is the fifth Monday morning in January. But there is good news ahead. Groundhog Day is coming this week on Wednesday, and maybe we'll get some good news about the coming of spring. I hope by now you are dug out from the big snowstorm. And also, the only thing that could possibly undermine the coverage of the snowstorm on local television was the potential retirement of Tom Brady, which also happened this weekend. Now, I'm recording this on Sunday, and as of now, it is unclear whether he is retired or is not retired. We heard very, very credible reports from both camps over the weekend. Perhaps there's some clarity this morning, and we hope so. And thank you for your feedback on the Meatloaf mini tribute I did last week. I heard from several of you that you really enjoyed the feature, and there are actually some further developments on the Meatloaf front this week. His cause of death has been not officially confirmed, but it's widely speculated that he died from COVID, because earlier in the week before he died, TMZ had reported that he canceled an event because he was, quote, seriously ill with COVID, close quote. And it's also not confirmed that he was unvaccinated, but he was anti-lockdown. In August, when discussing all the COVID restrictions, he told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, "If I die, I die, but I'm not going to be controlled." Well, last week, Howard Stern, who definitely believes Meat was not vaccinated, he called out Meatloaf's family to come forward and admit that he wasn't vaccinated and that it was a mistake. Stern said, "I wish the family would come forward and say, you know, when Meatloaf was laying there in the hospital and he couldn't breathe, he said, I made a mistake. I should have taken the vaccine. Like all these anti-vaxxers, they all say, I made a mistake." Close quote. There was no comment from Meatloaf's family. Well, never without a comment about music that he loves and wants to share with us is Phil, my friend Phil from Watertown. It is time for Phil's Pick, and let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Nothing But the Wheel by Peter Wolf. Peter Wolf is a musician based out of Boston, best known as being one of the original WBCN DJs, as well as the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band. On this particular tune, if you listen closely, you can hear backup vocals by Mick Jagger and guitar by Keith Richards. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Well, I'm past the boulevard, out here underneath the stars. I've been flying past the houses, farms, and fields. Leaving all I know back home, rushing through the cold night air, and holding on to nothing but the wind.
Thank you. scorching in the fever. Full of the river is how a shot of love makes you feel. And you think that you don't care, and you think that it's your choice, but you're hypnotized and followed. Puppet master's voice, and you know you can't forget. You know you gotta get the buzz. Can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar, a liar and a thief. Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real. Scratching the fever, woof for a believer. It's how a shot of love makes you feel. And you know you can't forget. You know, you gotta get the buzz. I can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar, a liar and a thief. Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real by the scratching the fever. Proof for a believer is now a shot of love. Makes you feel.
From their 2020 album, Hate for Sale, The Pretenders. And we heard a new one from Peter Wolfe, Nothing But the Wheel. That was Phil's pick this morning here on Rock of Ages. On WMFO, good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you. Thank you for waking up with me and the show today and every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. As always, an interesting week in rock history. Yesterday, January 30th, marked the day in 1969 that the Beatles gave their famous rooftop concert. That, of course, was the climax of the Get Back documentary. And in fact, to further capitalize in, I've seen commercials on TV this week. It's being re-released this week on IMAX. Also yesterday, January 30th, in 1972, British soldiers opened fire on 26 civilians during a protest march in Derry, Northern Ireland, which resulted in 14 deaths. The incident inspired Paul McCartney to write Give Ireland Back to the Irish, which was the first single by Wings, and also gave rise to the U2 song Sunday Bloody Sunday. And on this date in 1970, in New Orleans, the Grateful Dead were arrested for possession of LSD and barbiturates, an incident which would inspire one of their most famous songs, Truckin'. And here's one I was going to mention last week, but I postponed due to the Meatloaf tribute. The date was January 23rd, and on that date in 1984, Newsweek magazine published a cover story entitled Britain Rocks America Again. It featured Boy George and Annie Lennox on the cover, and it went on to describe the incredible run that the British new wave artists were having on American airplay and record sales. There are two times, in my opinion, when album rock radio really lost its way. The first was in 1979, 1980, when disco was the rage, and based on the cultural tsunami that was disco, album rock radio bent the format to play a lot of music that, in retrospect, should never have been played. Can you say, do you think I'm sexy? And the second time was in the mid-80s during what they called the Second British Invasion, which the music was called New Wave at the time. See if you remember some of these bands that were played routinely along Led Zeppelin, Stones, Bruce Springsteen, and others. Kajagoogoo, Culture Club, Flock of Seagulls, The Thompson Twins, Spandau Ballet, Bananarama, Psychedelic Furs, Adam Ant, The English Beat, Haircut 100, Soft Cell, Talk Talk, The Pet Shop Boys. I could go on and on and on. But the second invasion was really fueled by the explosion of MTV and also the commercial burnout of corporate rock. Albums like The Long Run by the Eagles, I always hold that up as an example of how AOR, album rock music at the time, had just gotten so stale and boring. So the floodgates were open for new, catchy, fun music. When I do the one-hit wonder feature every week here on Rock of Ages, I purposely avoid this mid-80s era because it's too easy. There are too many. And most of the songs really don't hold up. And in fact, they didn't last on album rock radio either. By the late 80s, the reaction to this music, hair metal, pushed most of these artists aside and really dominated the charts until grunge came along and alt-rock in the 90s. So I could do a whole show around the second British invasion, but I won't. But I will play a couple of significant songs from that period now. The first is a song that is widely regarded as the song that lit the fuse. It was the first number one record of the movement. And the second song I'll play is the longest charting hit of the decade of the 1980s. It charted for 43 weeks and peaked at number 8 on the Billboard charts. In the 3.5 years between July 82 and December 85, there were 28 number one singles by British artists. For context, there were only 11 in the entire decade of the 90s. So this is the first number one of that era. This is Human League and Don't You Want Me on Rock of Ages.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail.
Put night. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry.
Kind of hard to sum up 4 years of music with two songs, but we tried right there. Two representative songs of the second British invasion, which was featured on the cover of Newsweek magazine in 1984, a couple weeks ago. Soft Cell, Tainted Love, and Human League, Don't You Want Me. Well, this is WMFO's Rock of Ages. My name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. You can listen to us if you are in the Boston area on the radio at 91.5 FM. And we also through live streaming and on demand at WMFO.org. The shows stay up for 2 weeks after broadcast. So if you miss it, please do check it out on demand by going to the website WMFO.org. There are a couple of interesting disputes to talk about today, one in music and one in the movies. We'll do the movies one first. You remember the movie Yesterday from a couple years ago? A really clever film about a small-time musician who gets in an accident, and when he awakens, he discovers that the Beatles had never existed, and so he releases all their songs and he becomes a big star. Well, two fans filed a federal class action lawsuit against the producers, alleging that they were duped into renting the film because actress Ana de Armas was in the trailer, but not in the actual movie. Originally, she had a small role, but she did not make the final cut of the film. But she is in the trailer. So they each paid $3.99 to rent the film based on the trailer, they say, and they're accusing Universal of deceptive marketing and seeking $5 million on behalf of affected consumers everywhere. Now, at first, this does sound ridiculous. However, if you think about it, how would you feel if you were, say, a big Tom Hanks fan, and you saw a trailer for a movie with him in it, and you rented it, and he never showed up? I'd be tweaked, a little. Now, whether that's worth $5 million or just a $3.99 refund is another story, but I don't think it's totally ridiculous. The second dispute is one that rocked the music world last week, Neil Young versus Joe Rogan and Spotify. Have you been following this one? Joe Rogan has a hugely popular podcast on Spotify. He signed a deal for almost $100 million, and it is, I think, the most subscribed to podcast out there. Well, Neil Young has been outraged by what he perceives as misinformation about the COVID vaccine by Rogan and his guests, and on Monday last week, he posted a letter on his website demanding that his music be pulled from Spotify unless Joe Rogan is canceled. He wrote that Spotify, quote, is a very damaging force via its public misinformation and lies about COVID, close quote. He acknowledged that it's going to cost his record company a lot of money, but said, they've stood with me, recognizing the threat of COVID misinformation on Spotify posed to the world, particularly for our young people who think everything they hear on Spotify is true. Unfortunately, it is not. Sure enough, on Wednesday, Neil Young's catalog was pulled from Spotify. He's called for more artists to take a similar stance, and sure enough, this weekend, Joni Mitchell also announced that she's pulling her music off of Spotify. In typical fashion, Sirius Satellite Radio and Apple Music have capitalized on the event. They've created and promoted a Neil Young channel on Sirius, and Apple has begun promoting itself as the home of Neil Young. I have a feeling this one is not over yet. But just so you don't forget about him, let's play a little Neil Young now on Rock of Ages.
My bed, the finger points. Now is that, is that love. The more you cool down, the easier love is found. Now that is love.
And that is Squeeze. Is that love? And we heard Lot of Love, Neil Young before that, a song you may know, a different version from Nicolette Larson. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, we've got our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Coming next, we'll go to the 90s for this one, right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It is time for our one-hit wonder. Dishwalla is an American alt-rock band from Santa Barbara. They formed in the late 80s and performed under the name Life Talking until about 1990, when they decided that the name sounded too 80s. In 1994, the band recorded It's Going to Take Some Time on the tribute album If I Were a Carpenter, featuring cover songs by the Carpenters. In 1995, they released the album Pet Your Friends, which contained this song and brought the band mainstream success. The song earned them a Billboard Award for Best Rock Song for 1996, as well as two ASCAP Awards for Rock Track of the Year, both in 1996 and in 1997. They took a break in 2005, reformed in 2008, and continue to tour and record today, but they've never equaled the success they had with this song. This is Counting Blue Cars from Dishwalla on Rock of Ages.
Must have been late afternoon. us money, cross our people and ask many questions like children often do. Tell me all your thoughts.
That's Peter Gabriel from his very excellent solo album called So, and Red Rain. And we heard Dishwalla and Counting Blue Cars, which was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week on Rock of Ages on WMFO, this is Ron LaRusso. We've got time for a couple more songs. Thank you for joining me this morning. As we do it every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock, we play the best rock from all eras. And all you need to do is look out the window to know that we are in the deep, dark dog days of winter. This week, I was listening to some Beach Boys music for a little pick-me-up, and I came across this song by Brian Wilson. It is a solo song by Brian Wilson, but I've always felt like it was a lost Beach Boys song. It has the same warming effect on winter days like today. So I will leave you with this one. It's called Your Imagination from Brian Wilson on Rock of Ages.
Here comes that money.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for joining me, Ron LaRussa. See you next week. Until then, stay warm, stay dry. Have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.